When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside Beanie McBeanie.
Beanie bro, baby.
Beanie McBeanie.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta say that, like, the pre-show, like, before we went live, vibe. I'm feeling it. There's an energy coming from Snowbike Mike that is feeding in, making Andy giggle. We're getting Nick's in that thing where he's yes and. But then we start and you just go Beanie McBeanie. So I don't know. Nick, I'm gonna need to get 5 minutes to go Nick back, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. You know what, Kevin? Kevin, keep it going. Don't pay any attention to what I'm doing. I'm saying cut the feed. I want you to keep it going.
No, this you gotta me. You gotta not give me mix it. You know how close I was dating hitting standby and restarting the thing?
No. This is the Ziploc. You know how you Ziploc sometimes from the inside out? I do inside.
Double seal.
Well, the double seals were like Andy.
I go left to right.
I think I go right to left, dude. You're crazy.
Jesus.
Do you remember the first time you ever bought?
You're in Japan.
You ever bought that super high-tech product where one side of the... Because the seals were always the same color. Mike, I don't know if you know this, but in America, the seals have always been the same colors. It's always like two blue seals that you just kind of pinch together. Mm-hmm. But one day, they invented the technology where one seal was blue, one seal was kind of pink, and you knew it was sealed when that shit turned perp. When that
you
was
never
a purple,
about it. Turned perp, y'all.
You were like, wow, I feel safe now. My stuff is in there and I feel safe because I could see it visually. I get the visual confirmation, Nick.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, by the way, that voice that you're hearing is the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Street, Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the Globetrotten headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez.
What did Blessing think of today? Blessing said something like...
Billboard rocking.
No, and he was like... The time squaring, always daring. I forgot what he said. It was cool. It was cool.
And joining us again on the podcast for his third or fourth time, maybe second time, I don't know, is the master of the downhill slopes, Mr. Snowbike Mike. How you feeling today, Mikey?
I'm feeling great. You know, Greg's not here, which means I get to let loose and have a little more fun. You know, when he's here, I kind of got to button it up. But let me tell you something really quick, Andy, before I let you talk really fast, right? As somebody who's been around a lot of plastic baggies in his day, you know, I'm always one to roll it up, then you seal it up. You know what I mean?
For oregano?
For oregano, that's right. For all my pizza purposes. Now, I've rolled a couple of herbs. You know what I don't like, Andy, is the ones that don't have the little zipper on top. You gotta like lick it and then like twist it on there. Not a big fan of that. Have you ever done that?
No, you're talking about an envelope.
You mean the original little bag.
The original,
that
has way back in the day.
It just has a folder.
You fold over it.
That was horseshit. So that was the OG. You guys don't remember this because you're all zygotes.
Horseshit.
It really was though. He's not wrong.
Why was it horse shit? Like you were lying.
Because like no, Andy, if you put like a full blown sandwich, it would mostly cover it. But like you knew in your bag, it was gonna open back up. This is before Ziploc. But these are just sandwich bags.
Yeah. So are you talking about the one that's kind of like essentially just saran wrap that is kind of connected?
Folded.
Got it. It looks like it's okay.
I don't think you can buy it anymore.
It doesn't keep the smell in either, Andy. That's a big factor. You zip it, smell stays in. Smell stays in.
I would have loved it if Nick was like we hear him say that it's horse shit, right? And we're like, why does Nick think it's horse shit? And like maybe he donated to a Kickstarter back in the day that was about that product, and it's like, no, fuck those things. I'll never trust in those.
I was like Aston Kutcher from WeWork. I'm like, I'm just trying to sell everyone on this thing that doesn't have the Ziploc. I'm like, this is the way God intended it. This is the natural order of the baggie. Am I crazy in thinking that it used to be originally yellow and blue make green? Do you remember that?
I believe that was a thing.
I think that was the original Ziploc with a color code. It was like, because I remember the commercials, yellow, kids are like, yellow and blue make green. And that was the first time that I realized, Andy, that like, I don't have to go to art school because
You're learning the principles.
The Ziploc Corporation will just
keep
tell
talking
me
shit about art school.
What?
yeah.
Color theory. Yeah.
What two colors combined to make? And I figured it out. It was pretty.
I was gonna make an old joke and say, yeah, back in the 20s, they didn't have pink dye. They never that didn't wow exist back in the day.
Wow. They didn't discover that.
new nickname for Mike: the Czar of Gnar.
Oh, like that. That's pretty hot, good. Andy. Love yeah, that, dude. Bro. Let's write that down, good people. Let's write that down. Don't forget that one.
I'm going to write it down right underneath the one I made for Joey today, but she's not here. So
Mike just lives such an extreme lifestyle. You know, I'm just so happy that it's just like we're able to have him in our lives because it makes me feel like I'm living on the edge just a little bit more.
You're the now apprentice of Stoke. No, I'll call you the sergeant of Stoke.
Oh, that's good.
There, Tim, okay?
Yes.
What's
like
up?
I'd like to be the lieutenant of letting it hang loose. Hey, when you
you don't have to be a part of everything.
No, I love it, Nick,
but I like that, though.
How do you spell czar? That's with a C, right?
Is it C-Z-A-R, yeah.
So I just spelled it. How do you spell lieutenant? I'm like, Nick, don't even try.
I can't spell. I've never been able to spell lieutenant in my life. I don't believe there is a spelling for lieutenant. I think it's one of those magic words. The czar, I put the czar of Gnar, but I spelled Gnar with the C also. So it's C. So everyone knows it's officially spelled the C-Z-A-R of C-N-A-R. Just so everyone knows.
Silent C.
Oh, okay. Yeah, silent C.
The always hidden Silent C.
Absolutely. Always hidden.
What was Joey's nickname, Nick?
Joey was going to be It's Christmas in the Car. You know how sometimes you drive in the car, it's like the car radio is Christmas. I'm like, that's what I think of because it's Christmas in the car.
The car radio is Christmas. What does that mean?
Okay. So when I go to Tahoe sometimes to visit my relatives up there, starting at like, I swear to God, midnight, October 31st to November 1st, it's Christmas music nonstop in the car. Always. It's like whatever Sirius satellite radio is just like the hits, where it's like, it's the most wonderful. It's all Dean Martin. He's slightly drunk the entire time. That's Joey Noel to me right now.
That makes more. Thank you for the explanation. Mm-hmm. It's just,
you're welcome.
You got to understand that when we don't have the context saying, you know how it's always Christmas in the car? Like nobody knows what that means.
I'm very well aware of how ridiculous I am. I know. Having seen your reactions to the words that come to my mouth, I just can't help it. I don't know how to straighten it up a little bit.
I can't fix this.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is a kind of funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around these mics just to shoot the breeze. And of course, if you want to support this show, and we all know you do, you can support this channel, be extra cool. Head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a couple bucks. You get all of our shows ad-free. You can ask us questions to answer live on this show like we're going to do today. And you get to be a part of the exclusive Patreon-only post show. This week's episode is brought to you by stamps.com. We'll talk about that a little later. We also want to give a quick shout-out to our Patreon producers, Pranksky, Delaney Twining, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, and Pranksky yet again.
Twinning, right?
Twinning. Yeah, T-winning. Just like C-nar.
Just same thing. The same
thing.
Totally similar.
Silent.
Really? Come on. Let's talk
about
this.
Holy God, you're an
idiot. Fuck words that start with letters that they shouldn't start with. Am I right?
Yeah.
Knowledge. Like, you are absolutely correct about that, Nick. Yeah.
Fucking. It's a problem. There's like so, knowledge, right? Like, no. Why is there a K?
We're going to do a top 10 worst letters that start with wrong letters. Worst words that start with wrong letters.
No is up there for me, right?
Pterodactyl.
Oh, totally.
That's a good pull right there.
You can't. I think the problem with it is you can't be a semi-tough word to spell without the silenced letter. Like, yeah, pterodactyl is kind of a tough word to spell, even if there wasn't a P in the beginning.
But I think, and I know that this is a very dumb point to make, but I'm going to make it anyways. I think that you have to forgive it because, like, just the dactyl part is what's hard to spell, but fuck, it's so cool.
Dactyl.
Is there anything cooler than that series of letters next to each other? I'm like, I'm going to give you the bonus points for this.
All right. I got the list. I've got the list. Wow, there's a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy words right here. I don't want to send Kevin the list because it's going to eventually evolve to all four of us reading different words at the same time.
Sure.
Own it, Andy. You're the leader.
Yeah, go through the list. We don't care.
There's a lot of them. And I'm going to throw out my first one right now. Mm-hmm. Wait, how is wrist one?
Wrist?
No, that shouldn't be there.
No, it should. It should. We're just used to it starting with W. Yeah. It should start with an R.
I accentuate the I go heavier on the W.
How do you say it?
Say it.
Wrist.
No.
That's how I say it.
It's funny because he says walrist, but when it comes to walrus, he just says walrus.
Look, Zara's on here. Zara's on here.
Yeah.
Zara's impossible.
A lot of these are obviously medical terms. And I think one that annoys me the most is psoriasis with a P, but it looks cool because it seems like psychic. Psychic, another one with a P. Mm-hmm.
Psychic.
Why a lot of these are PS, honestly. S. Tons of these are PS.
More like BS.
No!
Thank you. Kevin! Kevin's getting involved.
Christ, Kevin. See,
I'm
a lot
not saying we
have
don't
the W
I'm saying that we're fucking crushing this podcast right now.
The most obvious one to me is like, who? Because that's just fucking bullshit.
That's H-O-O, yeah.
Yeah, why would you start that with a W? And we say it so often, we're just like, oh, I guess that's that. No, why?
Andy, how do you say who?
Who?
That just barely came through.
That was perfect.
It barely got picked up. Tsunami, a good one.
Oh, fuck off, Tsunami. No,
Tsunami, though, it's with Pterodactyl for me, where I'm like, I think I give it the pass just because it's so much.
Tsunami's
fucking
too cool.
I do think there's something about TSU that seems really like extreme. There's something maybe it's just Johnny Tsunami. Obviously, that's where my mind's going.
Yeah,
obviously,
dude. Of course,
that's why. But something about TSU does seem kind of cool. You're thinking knife, Kev? You think?
Yeah,
knife?
I also feel pneumatic.
The P's
is totally
the
cool.
T's and the K's are really what's fucking everyone over here. P's, T's, and K's, right? We can all agree on that.
And W's.
And then the W's. Yeah, W's. And
the W's. No, okay. I don't agree with the W's. Because here they have like wrinkle and wrap.
That's the thing, dude. Yeah.
Wrinkle.
Wrinkle
should be L E.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Done.
Wrath.
Wrap. R-A-P. Done. Why do we need to spell it different ways?
Yeah.
Use
it the way, W.
Yo, you know, I'm gonna wrap up that sandwich in an old school baggie that I found underneath that smells a little bit like marijuana.
Oregano. Oregano.
One thing that I don't love is I take that back. One thing I do love, because you talked about wrinkle. I love when the kull is not K-L-E, but when it's K-Y-L. I think that's so cool. Like if wrinkle was W-R-I-N-K-Y-L.
Okay.
It's so like elvish to me. Yeah. Not Elvis Costello or Presley, but elvish, like Lord of the Rings.
He's just trying to bring in Lord of the Rings now.
Great movie. Great franchise.
We
haven't seen it, by the way.
They won an Academy Award or two. No, here's what I was
saying. Wait, let's hear that one more time, Nick. What was that?
They won an Academy Award. Congratulations.
Oh, no, I thought you were doing the Elvis impersonation.
Oh, I did say thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did say it in the Elvis twang. Like, they won many Academy Awards.
thank you very much. I will say the Culls, no, Andy. I have to disagree with you here, right? Because is it L-E or E-L? This is what confuses me single freaking time.
We should just commit. We should come up with the rule. What do we think it should be in every situation? Cull.
E-L. It's easy.
Y-L is so much cooler, dude.
I'm with K-Y-L. You, though, Nick. That makes sense. Yeah.
Right?
E-L is just like, that's how the sound sounds.
I don't know that we're properly, like, smart enough to do this.
Well, Kevin, it turns out that whoever the fuck invented the English language also wasn't. So
idiots. Bunch of idiots.
It's just a bunch of different cults, right? It's like Roman mixed with some Germanic. Like, it's just too much fucking in the English language.
Kevin, here's my thing. You know the meme that everybody uses of the futuristic society? This is how society would look if blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Right now, Tim and Nick are doing this is how society would look if every cull was K-Y-L. And it's flying cars and it's like everybody's on the same page. And this is, you know, society has advanced. For me, here's the meme, gamers. You take a picture of like, someplace in Lord of the Rings. Where do the elves live? I'm already forgetting. Rivendell. A picture of Rivendell and like, here's how society would look if everything ended with K-Y-L. Because that's like what I want. Mm-hmm. I want that kind of vibe. Like, why don't we use more X's in our letters? Why don't we use more? Whenever I see like Mega Man, the year 20XX, that's the coolest shit of all time. Use that as well. Go ahead, Nick.
Andy, I'm going to paint a picture of a little fantasy land we have here, right? You know how they have the Star Wars, the hotel? It's going to be all Star Wars hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there. You can dress like Obi-Wan Kenobi and make the...
Yeah.
And the staff just literally can't say anything to you, even though they're all thinking you're a fucking huge dork. when you do it. What if I told you?
I mean, they work there because they love it, but that's fine.
I mean, but how many fucking times are you going to see someone be like, oh my God, a Star Wars, and then take out their fake lightsaber and make the noise with their mouth, and then have someone be like, you're a 42-year-old, 5'8" man who's balding. Stop making that sound. Let the
Nick,
children
make
that
sound. You can't have fun,
five foot seven,
I'm going to say this, though. Here's my question to you, Andy. Mm-hmm. What if I told you that me and Tim are working on getting investors for Lord of the Rings Hotel, where you get to go, and the whole backyard is like a jungle where there's the elves that you like, and they all have that weird blonde hair and like the spooky skin. Would you go and do a Lord of the Rings Hotel
experience? You know what? I would experience. Honestly, I mean, I would love it if it was more of like Hobbiton.
Okay, we'll make it the Shire.
Hobbiton in the Shire.
That's a thing already, though.
Well, you can't stay there.
Step, but you can't like hang out in Bilbo's house.
Right. I'm sorry. Are we done with words, though, for time code purposes? Did we finish words?
No, because first off, when we're on the fantasy vibe, I'm looking at Gnome. No, thank you, G.
No, come on.
Yeah, get the heck out of here.
No, thank you.
No, I'm not agreeing with you, G. And I'm looking at Gnaw and Gnat as well.
The
G's a huge offender.
Your silent G's out there. Nick, I would say no.
Okay, but let me pitch you on this, though. It's Hobbit Town. And we have, it's like, we have Hobbit all Town. The meals. It's all the meals.
No, we don't have the license, Andy, so it's Hobbit Town, okay?
It's Hobbit Town. No, we're not. You're going to get here. There's not going to be, like, everyone's going to be the same height. We're not fucking trying to get kids to act like they're adults in this shit.
Okay.
But you get there, and breakfast is served twice daily, along with dinner twice daily, and lunch twice daily.
What about second breakfast?
Meals. Wow, a lot of meals. Second a lot of breakfast. Food being consumed.
Mm-hmm. The only reason Mike doesn't know anything about Lord of the Rings, so he's like, that's a lot of meals. It's a lot of meals.
The only reason I would say no is because there aren't, like, I need full-size animatronics and things of that nature to really sell the experience. But when I think of Star Wars, you can do so much more on a smaller scale. You can have a robot droid. You can have an R2 unit. You know, there's, like, a lot of things like that that aren't, because I immediately go, what sells the realism here? And it's, for me, the non-human things, the non-humanoid looking things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want an orc to bust into my room and be like, what do you want for dinner? Like, I don't want that shit.
They have to mop the floors and they put out the thing that says like caution wet floor or whatever it is. What if we had a bigger one that says you shall not pass?
That's getting a little corny. I don't know. this is starting to sound Hobbit like, Town, you know, man. The gift shop after the ride. Yeah. Shit.
Now, here's my thing. So, Mike, have you not seen the Lord of the Rings movies?
No, I have seen them. It's probably been 15 plus years. I've seen them. I know what he's going with.
What is your pitch then for Hobbit Town for Andy to go to?
Okay, we definitely moved on.
Andy, my pitch is this.
Pipeweed.
It's Westworld, right? Imagine Westworld. We take you to Hobbit Town. But at any given moment, the Uruk-hai could show up, possibly murder some.
A real murder takes place.
Real murders. You're going to need to run for your life out of Hobbit Town. Okay?
The you staff never know. Comes out like out of character, like, no, this is a real murder.
This is a thing.
It was a man not in costume.
First off, I'm just impressed that Mike remembered the word Uruk-hai.
I know.
Yeah. That's what Andy said it recently. That's why. Tell me, Nick.
I was about to do a quiz. I was about to pull up a quiz. Is it Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? And see how many Mike can get right.
Oh, man. Continue, that would be
Mike.
Fun.
That was a dumb thing.
What do you know about Harry Potter, Mike?
I mean, that Kevin's Slytherin and that's all that matters. You know?
Mike, don't do that. Mike, as my best friend in the office, as my best friend, only second to Joey, don't do this.
I'm your best friend.
Don't make this mistake.
You put four jackals on the podcast. You know we're taking shots at everybody. You know, I'm taking shots at Greg.
You're better than
Greg,
this.
I'm taking shots at him. I'll take shots at you.
But I'm in the room, Mike.
I love how Mike has, in the last 2 weeks, really leveled up in terms of becoming one of us, where a couple weeks ago on the podcast he's like, I'm not gonna fuck with Greg, man, I respect him too much, whatever. Now before he's even on the show and then continuing on the show, he's like, fuck Greg Miller.
Yeah. he goes thank God Greg's not on this so I can be the real me.
In the chat,
take a little bit of offense to that because he respects Greg so much, he's like very prim and proper, but the second I start hosting he's like, who gives a shit? Who cares? There's no respect. I blame the daily Twitch streams that we do all the time, sending it all the time.
Yep. In the chat, one James Davis says, more like Snowbike Meanie.
Yo, Beanie McBeanie and Snowbike Meanie. That's right. We're here, baby. It's a podcast.
Beanie McBeanie. What a Beanie strong start.
God, I hate it. It's one of those things where, like, when you start it off and you're like, I nailed that intro, right? You know, Tim, you host a lot of shows, right? When you start off and you nail the intro and the vibe keeps going, you know that people are like, okay, they're enjoying it. But when you come out with, joining me is Beanie McBeanie, you can hear them turning it off. You can hear them just shutting their phone off. Like, opening it up, facial recognition, pause, never
coming back. Fast forward 15 seconds.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
I love how angry you are with it. Like, that was such a genuine, honest reaction. You'd be going, God, I hate it. I'm not happy with myself.
I didn't like it. But I also don't want to put more work on Kevin's shoulders. And also, you know, this is what we do here, of course. And this is why everyone out there follows us and loves us, including our amazing patrons. We have a few questions. You guys want to get to one now, or are you liking the vibe right now?
I'm looking about real quick. I wanted to bring something up because I had an idea last night that I think is appropriate because Greg Miller's not here. Why is he not here?
Oh, he's not here because I don't know, but I think Jen went into labor, and when Greg looked, Snake came out, bit him right in the face.
Oh, exactly. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last night, I had
Can you elaborate that Jen is not in labor? Just say that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't believe she's
in labor. No, they're not in labor, as far as we know.
They have
no, I just want for the audience. For the audience.
Yes, you're right. Okay. The doctor calls Greg, sir, your wife is in labor. And Greg is like, oh my God, and loses, and then gets in his car and drives over there.
And then he walks in,
they got one of those curtains, and they have some big legs coming out. And when Greg spreads the curtain, just a big snake just comes right at us.
One snake, okay.
Do you remember that sequence in Breaking Bad when Hank gets the fake phone call to rush to the hospital?
Oh, Lady Bird.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't remember. So, like, Hank is like at the junkyard, and Walt and Jesse are inside of the RV.
Hank
knows that they're there. And then Walt calls his homie to call Hank and be like, your wife just got into a car wreck. You need to go to the hospital immediately. And Hank is like, what the fuck? So he panics and he has to book it, and they are able to escape, but he can't. You know, it's just a whole awesome sequence. But I would, oh my gosh, I can imagine recreating, like, the snake being on the phone and being like, your wife is in labor, so you need to get to the hospital. And then Greg gets there, and just all the snakes are just waiting. Like,
I'm sorry, is the snake?
Greg gets to the parking lot, he's like, this isn't a hospital. It's just like a bunch of snakes.
I like that Andy's snake is like holding a phone up.
Yeah, exactly.
The tail.
It's a little tail.
Sometimes I don't listen so closely. We know this about me, but I was like, did Andy just say that the snake called Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Your wife is in labor.
Yeah, and he was like, excuse me, sir. And he was like,
that's one of those snakes. You can't fool me.
but last night I had an idea for some merch, and I was like, this is fucking brilliant. Genius. Kev, can you bring up the image that I sent into the merch Slack? But I want to take the Days of Future Past comic cover and make it snake themed. For the snakes taking us out. Now, I want to workshop this with you guys. Now, is this a poster or is this a t-shirt? And what are the fun little bits we can add on it? Because the idea I have with this is we need to figure out who goes in the front, who are the two people that are in the front, and then who is on the backside. And because what I want is where it says slain and all that stuff, I want that to be like snakes taking out all of their eyes.
Yes, I love
it. It's definitely a poster, I would say, because trying to print that on a shirt,
a lot of colors.
It would have to be one of the screen printing things, and it wouldn't look super good.
But you know what? It probably would look cool in black and white. I've seen that recently. I actually just bought an X-Men shirt that was black and white that's a cover, and it looks really tight.
Yeah, that's possible. Let's riff off the poster for right now. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say, of course. You think Wolverine, right? Clear your head. Who do you think? Who represents the unstoppable, kind of short, very hairy, a little older than everyone else, coolest character in the group, obviously.
I mean, I have to give it to you. Like,
The group is called the Peruvian Wolverine, and it's not Nick Scarpino, I'll tell you what.
One of us is called the Milk Mommy, could be in there in the second phrase.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
I got kicked out. So
I'm taking this shit off. Fuck you guys.
It's Milk Mommy for sure.
Remember, Kevin, when I did your hair as a Wolverine? As Wolverine?
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Really cool.
The mullet?
No, mullet,
I combed, I hairsprayed it, or I hairsprayed Kevin's hair.
I'll find it. I can find it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. I want Nick as Wolverine with the Milk Mommy Kitty Pride.
The rest of us
on the thing.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
You don't fuck with Kitty Pride, Kev?
Kitty Pride sucks.
She sucks in this too.
What? She goes through shit, bro.
Oh, I love her.
Let me throw this out there. The little covers of their faces, is that where you were saying the snakes would go?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. So instead of the banner, the snake is going across their face, stabbing their eye, and that's where the name is written. I love all that.
But that's the thing too, is the uncanny X-Men. That's the part that I'm like, I don't know. What are we putting there?
I mean, the unfunny podcast. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Oh, wow. Kevin, you look great.
We didn't really try with the jeans on these ones, did we, guys? We just decided we're going to just wear what
just going to wear our bootcut jeans.
The outfit that we were sent didn't have jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my dumper.
You got a thick dumper, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. You got a frozen yogurt machine back
that
there.
Is Stop, Nick. Frozen yogurt machine. Why would that be the go-to?
Greg shouldn't wear any shirts that tight. I'll just throw that out there.
It was not his size, yeah.
It was not his size. He likes wearing. Greg loves wearing shit that's too small for him, though. He thinks it's funny. The rest of us are offended.
I don't even know what to call this section.
Designing
merch, dude.
Creating merch, collaborating.
Yeah. Magic.
This merch isn't collaboration. Merch that's ever going to come to be, though.
Can you? It's hard for me to see what this.
Yeah, can you
try to see the details?
You do the thing where you make the stream better.
Hit the button. Yeah, hit the button that makes the stream better.
Hit the twos.
Hit the twos.
Or maybe I could just look in assets. Is it an asset?
I could do that.
Yeah, it's in assets.
That's easier. I'll do that as
it's
well.
It's in merch. It's not in assets.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to download it and add it and then open it up. Then I can zoom in.
This podcast came to a screeching halt.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, this is no, great no, no, for people who are watching
it's just,
it.
You know what? Oh, wow. High quality now, baby. We're ready to collaborate, gamers. We are really ready to collaborate.
There you go, Nick. There you go. I zoomed in real deep for you.
Oh, storm. Okay.
Can instead of slain, it just say snaked?
You say snaked?
Yeah, that's the thing. I like it. You got snaked.
Okay, okay.
Eyeballs bitten.
I feel like all we need is just whatever the top part is going to say, because the rest of it, you know, writes itself. Of course, Tim is going to be Cyclops. Mm-hmm. Greg will be Colossus.
The unfunny X-Men is really, I like that a lot.
I hate
the Milk Mommy face.
It's so perfect, though. Look at it.
It's
got
to be there.
I think that you just have you don't have us like, you don't say Cyclops. You don't say anything like that. You just kind of pose us in those ways.
Right.
You don't make it Wolverine. Names. You don't make it Colossus in the back. You just put our us back there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who gets to do it? So we don't need to be the characters. It's just going to put our faces back there.
Yeah, it's just us.
Yeah. You put Jared Petty on there, you say got kicked by a mule, you know. Or whatever it is Greg would say.
I'm just throwing it out there, though. If Mike, if we had to pick an Iceman, you'd be the Iceman.
Cold as ice, Nick. You know that, bro.
Cool as ice.
You are Iceman, yeah.
The Czar of Gnar. What about it?
Czar of Gnar, guys. Holy shit.
Who
the hell's Sprite? I've never heard of that character. Is that a character that I should know?
Oh, man. Whenever that character is at McDonald's, it's the best form. She's the most
powerful. I'm pretty sure. That was fucking awesome, Andy. I think Sprite's an Eternal.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. I think it's the little girl looking one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like a Jubilee?
like a Jubilee? Yeah, just like a Jubilee.
You want to take another crack at that one? Or,
really? Oh, God.
Like a Jubilee.
Like a Jubilee. I don't know why I said it that way.
Oh, perfect.
This is a giggly episode. I like this one.
Here's our first Patreon question. Of course, if you all want to ask questions for us to answer live on the show, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a couple bucks. We really appreciate it. Of course, if you got no bucks to give, just go ahead and subscribe to this channel and put the word cheese in the comments below. It'll make no sense, but don't worry about it.
We're all rats here.
Yeah, Greg is out of his... Never mind. If you want to know what the hell we're talking about, go check out the wrap up to What If. What was it? Episode
the
9?
Screencast season finale review, right, where Greg Miller comes in with an energy in the beginning and it does not leave. Boy, and he really decided doesn't. That we're rats and Snowman wears a scarf and
Kevin got downgraded to a mouse and I downgraded but back upgraded to a rat.
Yep. Have you guys seen the comments? Because the people are coming in, they're leaving a lot of their favorite cheeses. Good. We're also getting a lot of
grain
with translations of what that means. So
of course, Danny Gianchipo wrote in and said, being a high school teacher myself, I want to know who in the group would be the best and worst high school teacher. Some aspects of teaching consider classroom management, lesson planning / delivery, ability to empathize with students, Kevin's out, discipline, motivating students, having school spirit, dealing with parents. What do you think would be your strengths and weaknesses? What subject would you likely teach? I'm going to open the floor with this. I think Mike would be the most well-liked high school teacher.
Hold on.
Oh.
No, take this back. I take what you said, and I want to change it just a little bit.
You can't take my statement. Okay,
he's taking it back for you.
Would be the best substitute teacher ever.
Oh, my God.
If you see that face walk in with the, pushing the cart with the TV, everyone's like, you know what? I don't even want to watch the TV. I want to hang out with this guy.
This guy is going to tell us about all of his high school stories.
How many times in a row do you think he'd be like, hey, everyone, what's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Snow Mike Mike. I'll be your substitute teacher today. Today, we're going to watch a video of me shredding the nar-nar. And he just puts on his own movie of him.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's funny you bring that up about me, Tim, because I was actually going to kick it to you and I'd be like, actually Tim fits all of that. I think Tim would be the best teacher out of all of them, because Greg's a loose cannon. One morning you might just awaken the beast of Greg and be like, oh, first period sucks today with Mr. Miller, and everybody's going to talk about it. But Tim's that cool teacher, right? Tim reminds me of Mrs. V, my pottery teacher in senior year, where we were just making bongs and pipes all day long with Mrs. Z, and she didn't care at all, right? And so Tim is like,
was selling them at her shop.
Did anybody find out about this?
I was made a 50-pound beehive that concealed a bong with inside of it, so Mrs. V didn't know what I was making, but she knew what I was making, so it was a pretty great time.
Holy shit.
Tell me.
And that was something that was used... that was something you used to smoke?
Oh, all the time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. V was cool. We put that shit in the kennel, had a great time. It was a good time. But right. No, Tim would be the best. Energetic, fun, passionate, right? Caring. He would have those kids having a great day all day long. So I would put my vote in for Tim.
I appreciate that.
When
I was little and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be when I grow up, I thought I was going to be a teacher. Thank God I am not. Thank God I am not.
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Andy.
I was going to say, I think I would be a pretty decent teacher after a lot of years working in retail and helping really, really, really old people work technology. I feel like I have the same amount of patience with kids, teaching them whatever it was I was trying to teach them. Definitely not math. I'm shit at math. I think I'd be a dope art teacher. I think kids would walk in and I would have kind of my finger on the pulse of pop culture. Do you want to draw a little Fortnite guy? You want to draw a Jubilee? Draw whatever you want.
Jubilee. you're like that teacher. You're that teacher that's like, guys, it's not poetry. You can do it on Tupac. And then all the kids are like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah, this guy relates to
me. Yeah.
See, because here's the thing. I took a couple art classes where the teachers are like, no, don't draw anime here. I'm like, fuck that, dude. Draw whatever you want, man. Like, it's all about expressing yourself. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the cool dude that people look forward to coming to class and hanging out. And I would also, because I did this often. You had that off period. You go to that one teacher's class and just kind of chill. And you would just chill with the other classmates. You weren't classmates with them. You were just chilling there on your off time. I want to be like a teacher. I'm like, everybody just come hang out. We're just hanging out, talking shit, talking shop.
I like that. I could see, I was thinking Nick as like an English lit teacher would be pretty dope, right? Him coming in with the suit. And then I thought of Kevin for a second. I was like, where would Kevin be? Because Kevin brings a lot of energy and a lot of fun. Oh, and I was gonna tease him. Shop. Yeah, I was gonna be like, you should work in the cafeteria, Kevin. And I was like, no, he's woodshop is right. He's the woodshop guy. Kevin,
I could be an excellent math teacher. I've taught plenty of kids math in real life.
Kevin is the woodshop teacher that's missing a few digits and never and just doesn't want to talk about it.
Yo, in middle school, the woodshop teacher was missing a finger. And it's like, I understand that it's kind of like a line of work thing where it's just like, yeah, there's a higher chance it's going to happen. But I always thought that that was a little bit like a weird messaging. You know, I guess it was good where it scared the fuck out of all of us. We're like, yo, we got to take this shit seriously. But like, there's just something about that that always fell off to me.
Out of everyone here, I want you all to know that I have for sure done the most woodworking. And notice how many fucking fingers I have. So maybe you guys shove your opinions straight up your asses.
Turn your camera on, coward. And show us.
I think he's missing one. I think I've seen him missing one. It's funny you say that, Tim, because my middle school workshop teacher, he was missing a pinky. So it's funny you bring that up because that guy was missing a finger, and I'll never forget it.
Kevin's tiny little
It's so hard to see.
He's
small.
I know.
It actually looks like you only have four
fingers. And the funny thing is, I cropped it when I first came in, so I came in with like two fingers missing.
That's amazing.
But they're all here. All here.
Okay. See, I wanted to say that. What are the odds are so high that if Nick was an English lit teacher, he'd always say, "Is lit."
No,
like I would try to relate so hard.
It's lit.
Start and end every class with that. Hey everyone, welcome to class. It's litty.
You would connect with them. You would connect, worse. Nick.
I would. You would connect. Cease to live right there.
Lit wouldn't be my thing because I don't like reading. I think I would be I think it's either theater or band for me.
But that's like the English lit teacher, the theater and band. That's the that's the secondary stuff. You can't just be only band. They don't let you do that.
No,
you gotta earn that money.
You could.
Really,
Mike, you go to a rich school.
Mrs. Chin was just a band teacher. She's not teaching me English lit. I'm telling you what.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, Mr. Torres, who like doing his fucking band teaching and his gigantic fucking vein in his forehead when I'd get off tempo, I'd be like, he's looking at me. He's looking at me.
My favorite Mrs. Chin story in middle school band was the way she would teach us like the different types of tempos and the different types of like quarter note versus eighth note versus like, you know, just whatever the other notes are, whole notes, all that shit, half notes is she would be like, okay, it's kind of like vehicles. So it's like Lexus car, bus, and the bus always fucking killed me.
Got it. That's
she took it so seriously. And this little woman with the little baton would just be like, bus.
I love that.
I think Mike would be the perfect
God.
Coach. Oh, Mike would be a great.
Oh, guy. I mean, if anything fails in life, I want everyone to know that I'm going to hang out with Kevin all day like this.
Show us your fingers. Put your fingers up. Let me see them.
Great for audio.
Oh, my.
Great. Yeah, audio listeners, I'm so sorry. But right now, Kevin is the watcher behind us.
Kevin's just making it about him, which I love it.
He's our big baby. He's our big watcher baby head.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you guys. I am enjoying this bit way too much.
I know.
If you're an audio listener, you need to come watch it. Just happen.
It's completely absurd.
Yeah, I think Mike would be the perfect coach.
What sport though?
Oh,
I mean, I think just like the general elementary coach where he's just kind of
PE teacher.
Yeah, PE. He'd have the shorts on. He'd be spinning the whistle on the string, kind of like every once in a while.
Is he doing the thing where it's like the polyester shirt that you know is really uncomfortable and not great for the heat, but it's so fucking tight. It's just so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have that coach, Mike? Whenever you did
I think when my came to be, it was all t-shirts or polos is what they wore. They either wore a white basic t-shirt or a polo.
Oh, dude, I just randomly, I don't want to throw his name out there. He's a really nice guy. But I just remembered the name of my middle school PE teacher. And he was that guy that had the polyester shorts, it was like the blue shorts, the white shirt, the hat, and the glasses. And he would have the whistle and he would twirl it. He was a really nice guy. I always to myself, like, none of this looks comfortable. Like, why can't you be teach physical education but also not have to wear like 1970s polyester?
Well, it's the weirdest thing. One of my closest friends in the world, James Burke, is a PE teacher, a high school PE teacher / high school baseball coach and all this stuff. And it was not gradual. It just happened where all of a sudden he went from being my friend James Burke to being, oh my God, you are a high school PE teacher. Like, I see him and he always is wearing the same outfit. It's always SF Giants gear head to toe. But if you catch him on the weekdays, he's wearing like the high school gear, like the coach gear. And it kind of scares me to see him where I'm like, it just, it makes you realize how long you've been on this planet. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, I am now friends with that guy. My like coach. That is, it is, the, it's fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Once you see anybody in your life that you've known your whole life kind of take on the role of an adult mm-hmm. in some form or fashion, where suddenly a buddy of mine is now teaching driver's ed. It's like, what are you doing teaching driver's ed? Like, you do not, like, I've seen you like smoking weed in every car I've been in. Like, what are you doing?
It's my buddy Scott became a band director, and he became a band director like well before I had a career. I was like, I was still shooting wedding videos and like trying to get my act together. And he was like, I think he ended up being like 23, 24 and went in and became a band director. And I never forget, I went to visit him in his school and I was just chatting with him and a student came up to ask him a question and he answered the question. And I was like, that was the most teacher vibe I've ever heard. She was like, where do we put our instruments? And he was just like, you know, like you put them in the same place you always put them. And then kind of like looked at her. I was like, that was such a band director. Like I've had it up to here with this, but I've only, you know
I'm
what I mean?
So
like
tired.
It was unbelievable. And I'm like, this is tripping me out. I got to get my shit together.
Today is exhausting. Yeah. Whenever my friend will like, when it's just us group of friends and my friend will be walking by and like, he'll walk by one of us and like fart or something. And it's like, dude, you're an educator. Like, yeah. you're on your ninth beer tonight and you're farting on us. Like, you are a teacher of young minds.
God bless it. Ladies and gentlemen, before we move on, I want to tell you about our sponsor. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So stop wasting it on trips to the post office. Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. Save time and money with Stamps.com. Send letters and packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Joey uses Stamps.com all the time for all of our Patreon fulfillment, and she swears by it. Stamps.com brings the service of the U.S. Postal Service and USPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in an office sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supply or equipment. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and with my promo code KINDAFUNNY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, no long-term commitment or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in kinda funny. That's stamps.com with the promo code kinda funny. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And now we're back. I got another fun one for you guys. This is weird. This came from Kyle. There's an Instagram account at height lengthening of a doctor in Beverly Hills that can increase your height by 6 inches. If Kinda Funny's medical plan,
don't get excited.
I looked it up. If Kinda Funny's medical plan mandated that one person in the office had to get it, who should it be? Just so it's clear, this means that if no one did it, the whole company loses their medical benefits, assuming that you have to do it.
I say,
and by the way, you can DM this person.
Well, I say we give it to Greg Miller. He goes for the full 7'4".
7'2".
Let's do it. Full 7'4". Man.
Well, that's the thing is, I want to look at this two ways. Are we going into this of being like, oh, man, who has to do it? Or is this going to be a fight between people who gets to do it?
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
I've seen the Instagram account, Tim. As awesome as the rewards may be, suddenly you are sought after. Suddenly it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I may date him, but you know, he's a little on the shorter side.
Yeah.
The rehab process seems really arduous and terrifying, honestly. Like just the idea that by month 6 you're finally starting to walk better. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit, no thanks, dude.
What's the look afterwards? Are your thighs extra long? Are your calves and your shins like now too long? Doesn't it seem misproportioned afterwards?
If you did 6 inches, yeah, you'd have very long femurs, basically.
You would look like an action figure.
Isn't it your calves?
Which one's the bottom bone?
Calf. The bottom would be the shin and the calf.
Yeah.
So what is he extending on me? Is it evening it out?
The main bone of your leg.
Yeah.
So here's what happens.
Break your shin.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
they break your shin, they install a rod, and over time,
they keep
the
adding
rod
to it.
Extends over time.
And the bone grows around
and the
rod.
Bone grows with it. And then they remove the rod, but by that point, the bone is already longer and right. safe and stable.
I don't know if they remove the rod, do they?
Can I still
jump? Yeah, they remove the rod. Yeah, yeah.
Can I run? Can I jump? Can I dunk the basketball?
Afterwards, yes.
It takes a long time. It'll take like, I think by month 8, you can be running again, rehab-wise.
Yeah.
And okay, think about that. That's the prime of your career, Mike.
I was going to say, I'm in my prime right now. I'm LeBron James. I'm 31. This is when I should be taking off from the free throw line. If I was to give up, that means I got to sacrifice almost 2 years of my life. That puts me at like 34 window. I'm already aging out of it.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's worth it to me. So we gotta look for the young guns. And
but you don't
I'm
have
out.
The mileage. You don't got the mileage though. Think about that. You don't have the mileage on those legs.
That's true.
It's like when people say like, oh, this player is really, really old. Yeah, but he was hurt for like almost 2 whole years. So he doesn't have that mileage on those legs anymore. Is it something that we think about giving to Barrett or Blessing?
I feel like Blessing would take it if we were like, hey, Blessing. Here's 4 inches, and he'd be like, well, I can put it anywhere.
Blessing would love to 100% be closer to 6 feet than not be.
Yeah,
here's great opportunity. I would say, realistically speaking, if you're going to do this, you can only realistically do what, Kevin? 3 inches? 2 inches?
No, I saw a picture that said ridiculous. The dude did 6 inches. But and the before and after picture was
insane. 6 inches goes a lot further than you think it does.
Six inches, in like, but that means your legs are going to be like, what, like this much longer?
That's like 8 inches. Yeah,
that's like 6 inches, right?
Something that's
like that.
A little bit less. That's like three right there.
That's like 4 inches, 5 inches, 7 inches.
That's probably maybe 4.
Enough with the dick jokes, Kevin. Okay, this is a real podcast. We have sponsors.
I'm naming the sections just so you know. Nick wants to be taller.
I mean, that might be the name of this podcast. I've given Tim gold right now, so whatever he wants.
This is fucking gold, man. I'm having fun with you.
Listen,
boys.
That 6 inches right there. Andy's got 6 inches. Audio listeners, look at the palm of your hand and smack yourself
in
the fucking
face. It's as big as my head.
It's as big as Andy's head. That would make your legs.
Kevin understood that reference.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
You know who I'd like to do it to that we haven't brought up? Roger. I would like to see
Roger's tall already.
No, but I'd like to get him a little bit bigger. I'd like to get him a little bit bigger. It'd be better.
I'd like to get him a little bit bigger.
Because trust me, look, like there's a fucking tall person. I'll be honest with you. It can be a little heartbreaking to see TikToks that go around of like, hey, if you're under 5'8", don't talk to me. And I'm like,
God,
hey,
man,
that hurts, honestly. You know,
block, you know what I mean? Walk away.
Kevin, I feel like I got a lot to offer. And the fact that the fact that you are 5'3" and I'm not tall enough for you, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
get, whoa, get, go straight
the
to
the
hell.
Tall agenda, winning again.
Exactly.
How tall is Roger? I can't.
Roger's like 5'11", 5'10".
No,
is Roger as tall as me? I feel like he's smaller than me.
Yeah, but you're like 6'2", Mike.
I'm like 5'10", 5'11".
Bullshit,
no.
Dude. Go measure.
No,
Andy,
not.
Give him the measurement. 6'3"
if I wear my Air Force Ones.
Yeah,
Mike, I'd say Mike is like 6 feet and Roger's like 5'10".
Roger, okay. Mike's not 6 feet.
Mike's
tall.
Yeah,
let's go with
like
that.
He's like 5'10", maybe 5'9". Roger, that's not Roger. Mike, be honest.
Mike's tall. Mike is... If he's not 6 feet, he's damn well close.
We'll take 6. So Roger's 5'10". Okay.
See how positive he's being. I say, pull out your ID right now and show all of us.
Do you guys?
You know I lie on my ID. You know that, Kevin.
What's your ID say?
I once lied to a teenager when he asked me my weight for a life-saving device as a life jacket. I told him, "Don't worry about it. I'm only 175 pounds." So I'm lying to everybody, Kevin. You know that.
Good. You guys ever listen to podcasts when they bring up a topic, you're like, oh, fuck, they're going to talk about being tall again? Turn it off. This is another one, but don't turn this shit off. This is gold, folks.
Roger says he is 5'9.5".
Yeah, hey, guys, a great height.
Wow. Okay. Good for him.
Yeah.
Nick wishes he was 5'9.5".
Because I always thought Roger was around the 5'8"-ish side of things. And when I... finally, like, kind of, because I think the last time maybe saw him was maybe at a meetup, if I've ever met him in real life. But the
AFL
first time
three he was at,
yeah, okay, so that's probably the first time I ever met him. But at that point, he was what, 12 years old? He's grown a lot since then, our young child.
Here's what I'm gonna say, Andy, and maybe you can appreciate this, back me up. If not, feel free to contrast the statement that I'm about to say. If you're 5'9.5", just say 5'9". You don't gotta rub it in.
You don't ever add a half. It's you know what I, so you know much.
5'9", yeah, yeah. Great height. 5'9", perfect height. Woman sees you, how tall are you, 5'9"? She's like, cool. No bells are going off. No alarms are going off. You snuck past it. Okay. You say 5'9½". And when you're sleeping, she's getting out the measuring stick. And she's like, I think this motherfucker's lying to me.
The measuring stick. Everything you say is so old, Nick.
So old. It's scary.
Get the measuring stick.
The measuring stick. You're the Chesterfield.
About that gym teacher wearing the cloth t-shirts? Like, no, Nick, I don't know.
Oh, I hate all of you. I'm gonna say we're not giving it to a tall person. I would say either me or Kevin, and I think it's because
I don't want it.
I think we both need it because if one of us gets it fine. Over the other person, we'll lord it over that person forever.
Give it to Nick. He needs it. He got you know like, what? Like maybe he'll stop lying about his height
If it was like a 2 week turnaround time from start to finish, it was like when I had arthroscopic surgery on my knee. Arthroscopic? A.
Did you?
It was like, yeah, I had it about 10 years ago. Worst decision I ever made.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A weird regret.
Regret. I tore a meniscus, and the doctor was like, we can go in there and try to sew it, but chances are it won't heal properly and it'll just tear again. You'll be right back in here like a few months from now. Or we can just go in and shave it down. But there's a caveat. And I was like, well, what's the recovery process for suturing it? He goes, we have to immobilize your knee, and it's basically like 8 weeks of just walking on crutches. And I'm like, and he goes, oh, we go and shave it down, and you're up in like 3 days. You're walking around in 3 days. Maybe that a couple days later, we want you on your feet as soon as humanly possible. And I'm like 26 years old, 27 years old. So I'm like, of course I'm going to pick that. Didn't listen to the rest of the thing he said. But he did slide in there, by the way, if we do this, your meniscus will deteriorate at a faster rate, and you'll in like 10 to 15 years, you'll have no cartilage left in that knee. And sure as shit, that is what has happened to me.
Like right Batman.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So I mean, I had an ortho appointment like last week, and the doctor x-rayed it, and he was like, yeah, bro, you don't have the left side of your knee is just gone. The cartilage, you have no more meniscus there. It's just bone on bone right now.
So if we ever get in a fight with you, go for the knees.
Oh, I mean, that's just a generally good idea for anyone. Remember, knee is not exactly a strong point on anyone's body, but
do you remember when Bruce Wayne got those robot legs and he kicked the rock and it broke open? But like, Bruce, what about your foot?
your foot
isn't stronger.
It was in a casing. It was a little metal box.
Your ankle isn't stronger. You don't know what's going to happen there. You're just, I don't know. It was a weird
fun fact. I was like, hey, Doc, do you have that device from The Dark Knight Rises? And he's like, that doesn't exist.
That's a movie.
I love you so much. So with this whole thing, like the surgery and all this stuff, the bad sides, obviously none of us would actually want to do this. If you took all that out of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
three inches.
If there was no downside to this and it was a free procedure for me.
What's wrong with the height you were born with?
No.
Kevin, if I was taller, I would be an unstoppable force in this industry, Kevin.
But you wouldn't. You would be the same, except for one of your many things that make you anxious would be lessened. Not gone.
I would be an unstoppable force, not only in the industry, but on the basketball court. All right. That's holy cow, if I were taller, I'm an NBA fucking first ballot Hall of Famer right there.
Mike L in the chat says the height you were born with.
Not actually born with, but like the height you were destined to be.
Correct. Let's rephrase this. What's your ideal height? Like, which height do you wish you were?
6 foot.
6'6".
That's too tall.
Six four to six is perfect.
I'd say 5'10". I'd say 5'10".
I'm happy with the height I was have.
What is Chris Hemsworth? That's the perfect height.
He's probably 6'4".
He's probably like 6'2". Yeah. I'd say 5'10", 5'11". Yeah.
I'm totally fine where I'm at. I would go up to 6'2". I would not want to go beyond that. So it's
6'6", you look good. 6'6", people look up at you.
Way too tall.
You get the right button. No, I'm telling you, Andy. I'm telling you, bro. You look great.
Bro, he's one of the stilts, dude. He knows. 6'6"
is the right height where you want
to
be.
Mike, I have walked next to Max Scoville. I've tried to talk to Max Scoville at E3 parties.
I've seen him get into a car.
The dude has to bend down at a 90-degree right angle to talk to anybody. Yeah.
It's annoying
because it's so loud, you know.
Yeah. Well, once I join the tallies, you just have to talk to my level. So, like, I'm up here, and if you can't talk up to me, I'm not talking.
No shorties allowed.
Sorry about that.
Hold on, Chris Hemsworth height. When you Google it, is listed as 6 foot 2 3/4 inches.
Oh, okay. He's like Ryan. Also, Chris, you just got to cut that, bro.
No, I Googled it too. It says 6'3" on Google's like main here. I'll show you guys.
Let's call him.
I like the idea that Chris Hemsworth is editing his own Wikipedia page.
I would. What's it say? 6'3".
6'3", yeah.
That sounds about right.
I mean,
6'2",
yeah,
whatever. 6'3". Round it up. Listen, if you're rounding up like an inch, that's exciting.
I mean, that's way less than an inch, Nick. So you're talking about a third of an inch.
If you're rounding up an inch or two.
In the chat, fine. Joey says she wants it. So we'll make Joey taller, all right?
Joey, yeah. You don't need to be taller. You're a great height.
Like, if I'm the reference for how tall Joey is. Is she 6'2"?
I would guess 5'5". 5'3"?
5'1". 5'2".
No,
Joey has Joey. Five.
Joey's tall. I think Joey's pretty tall. Joey's tall.
Yeah, Joey's taller than Gia.
5'6", 5'8".
Yeah, I was going to say like 5'6".
5'4". 5'4".
You know what? I had the height mix up with Gia. I had the height mix up
Joey
with Gia.
Joey says 5'4".
Yeah, because Gia's like 5'2", right?
No, she's 5'5".
Now,
5? Oh, shit.
Andy, let me paint you a picture really quick. Let me sell you on 6'6" once again. Klay Thompson, 6'6". Zion Williamson, 6'6". Zach LaVine, 6'6".
But you understand
dudes
that
look normal. They look good, Andy.
Yeah,
you're
but
telling
the
me
problem
Klay Thompson doesn't walk down the street, he don't look good. 6'6"
Klay
is the right height.
Thompson looks good at 6'6", but the problem is this: like, if you're getting the surgery and you're gonna go up that far, you're gonna have legs that are twice, like three times the size of your torso, and you have tiny little T-Rex arms the entire time. Like,
so true.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it'll look
good. Why has any proportion to the height?
Yeah,
right? So Mike's longer. Your arms have to get longer.
I got short little legs, but I'm still 6 feet.
Yeah, such but if I put six, let me put it this way: if I put 6 more inches on your torso, people are like, "What the fuck did you do to yourself?
Well, that's
you weirdo."
You look like the detective Tiny, the baby legs in Rick and Morty, Kevin.
So funny.
Like, I totally agree with you all. If I was proportionate, of course I would be 6'6".
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't be 6'6".
Absolutely.
6'3" max. 6'4" is when you start looking weird in pictures compared to everyone else. 6'4". Mm-hmm.
6'4" is annoying.
No, the short people look weird. The tall people look
down,
fine.
Calm down, Mike. More calm down.
Kevin, wow.
It's so sad. It's so sad. A man that hates his own height. You know?
I'm
giving the energy so you know. I'm bringing
it. I love it.
More and more, Mike is showing his true colors.
True colors, for sure. True
colors. You keep me up with Meg Miller. We're leaving y'all behind. Is right.
I remember a time when Mike first started with us where he was like, I don't want to swear. I don't want to talk about drugs. I don't want to talk about anything fun. I don't want to be cool. I just want to get by. And now look at you now, almost a year later, and you are just like a disciple of these fucking jackals. You smell a little bit of rotting meat and you just jump on that thing. And I respect the shit out of it. I love it. I'm having a great time right now. Do we want to do one more or should we save it for the post show?
Let's do one more.
Going off of the big and small theme. Congratulations. Hank Pym has given you a small vial of Pym particles on the condition that it be used for one purpose only, to enlarge a single object in your house of your choosing. The enlarged object can be food, but only food that is in your house right at this very moment. With that in mind, what do you choose to enlarge? Asks Cozy Bear.
I got my perfect answer.
I know Tim's answer already.
TV.
An LG OLED TV, dude. Yeah. I want the whole wall OLED.
Woo! Now, but the pixel density is not going to be, it's going to have to stay the same, right? So as it gets bigger, it's going to get less clear. Because you can't add more.
No.
You're not going to add more pixels to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because you need like an 8K TV if you're going to make it the whole room, or like a 16K TV, right?
I mean, you don't. Like, if you have a 4K projector, that shit still looks good. But imagine OLED that big. Like, Tim has it right. Tim has the absolute right
that's
answer.
Right answer.
There is no other right answer. I'm sorry, gamers. Maybe I turn a big ass fucking Coke Zero into a bigger ass Coke Zero. But
no, that's gonna go
that's
flat.
A finite resource.
Ooh,
at the end of the day, I have a novelty big bottle. Like, who cares? I got a big old bottle.
Put some change in it, though. You can put change
that's
in
true,
it.
It's that's
a great
true.
Biggie bank.
Mm. Yeah. Can you, like, can we just do gold or something?
If you have gold, and are you sitting on a stockpile of like bullion?
I mean, but you don't need it. I mean, you know, you could just do a ring. You know,
you could do a ring. That's right.
Yeah, and then
that's
you have
true.
A lot of gold,
call.
Right?
Holy
and then you're
shit.
Rich.
You'd have a shit ton of gold. Yeah,
that's really smart.
That's
yeah,
really smart, Kevin.
What about
or
making my
biggest
debit card
GPU
bigger?
Ever?
Your debit, and he comes out with a giant debit card. It's like, great.
It's hard to hold now.
It's hard to transport with me.
You have a wallet that can fit this?
I put it in my backpack.
I'm just saying, in a cinch, like if you make your computer giant, like huge, right, in your backyard, yeah. There's a lot of gold you can harvest out of that.
How do you, would it be faster if it's bigger?
No.
Yeah, because it's got a lot of gold in the components.
Oh, you mean just harvesting? Oh. It's not a better computer. You're actually just going to break it down for the rock.
Yeah, the rock gold. I'm just saying if you don't have jewelry.
I need all of you to just, in your mind, imagine what Kevin just said.
I know. I'm
Kevin Coelho. Oh, yeah. In your backyard. In his backyard, enlarges his computer. Kevin Coelho is now rooting around this computer trying to find the gold.
Trying to rip off the gold pieces.
I love this visual.
Kevin is genius because if you take my NZXT case, brought to you by NZXT.com, the computer of the future, or whatever their thing is, you take all the shit out of that.
It's not that.
Sell it. Sell it for all the components. Then you've got another in-law unit in your back.
Yeah.
Think about
it. Oh, like a little
empty housing.
So empty it, then have people live in it.
Exactly. Mm. Put a couple beds in. Kevin, you can finally get that bed that you're always talking about. You want Andy to get the loft bed? You can get a bunch of those.
I just want Andy to enjoy the space that he has, and he can have way more of it if the bed was raised up.
Check this out. I know we're kind of breaking and bending the rules here. I make my attic bigger so I could store stuff up there like you all wanted me to. And for a lot of people who were curious last time about the hole in my ceiling, it's not in my bedroom. It's in the hallway.
We still don't know. We still don't know.
I want to see this hole. I don't believe you.
You've seen it. You saw in the hole, remember?
We did.
And then there was another
a lot of people that were like, Andy's got a fucking open hole in his bedroom. Like,
no,
how
it's,
we
the, little
it's in the hallway
space. Yeah.
It's in the hallway that, you know, outside of my room. So it's not just, okay, I got a hole in my ceiling, Mike.
Y'all got some fun stuff going on here. I like Kevin going for that. Tim had the correct answer with the TV. I think everybody will side with the TV. But now I got to think outside the box, right? You're not going with a bigger refrigerator. You're not going with the Diet Coke. I'm not going to go with some novelty. I already got a big bed, Tim, right? So I don't need a bigger bed. That's just too much now, right? So then I think, what if I got my car to become bigger? But then the roads won't fit it, right? I could drive a monster truck SUV, but it still won't fit on the two-lane road. Get this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to one of the pugs, make it become a super pug that I can now ride down the street and fucking mount this pug standing at about 9 feet tall.
You're going to have to feed this pug so much food.
No, didn't think of feeding it.
At this point, you just let the pug go and eat whatever it finds.
If didn't think of feeding it.
The pug eats it. That's how
it goes. That's so scary.
Think about how loud the pug's breathing is going to be.
Yeah, I know. And the smell. I love your pugs, but they got breath that it would, you know, imagine full size, like breathing out and just filling your whole room.
Kevin's got the right idea, honestly.
Kevin's smart. Kevin's always got the good play.
I don't have the OLED TV. Tim has a great idea as well. I would maybe love to size up my TV as big as possible and then sell that for an amount that I could have money to where I could just buy a new TV and then have leftover money.
Well, here's the thing. We can combine two topics into one. You could make you bigger.
See, that's what that's a good play right there.
But like minimum 12 feet with the PIM particles.
But here's the thing that would look weird though. I would be my proportions just scaled up.
Yeah.
I think that's a good.
I'm not getting taller.
Nick, that's what a tall person is. Exactly.
No, it's not. It's not. It's definitely not that. I'm getting like my head.
You would be wider. You would be wider.
That is true.
Greg Miller's head is bigger than your head.
He's a huge head. Fucking like a big watermelon. You want to kick?
No, but not in a way that like if you're 6 feet tall, your head scales proportionately. I don't think it.
Well, your head doesn't, right? Because your head gets you used to draw figures. What is the head is like 2 times the torso or 2.5 times the torso?
It's like 8 times the body or something like that.
Yeah. 1/8.
Yeah. Your head doesn't get that much bigger. Like people's heads aren't that much bigger than each other's depending on the height.
Yeah.
I would, if I could enlarge anything, follow me on this. I make a pot of coffee that has 14 cups in it every night. Then I pour it into a glass jar, like jug thing that only holds 13 and a half cups of coffee. And it fucking drives me nuts every single time. Cause I got to pour a little coffee out down the drain. And I'm thinking to myself, pin particle.
This would be perfect.
Make it a little bit bigger.
Just a little bit bigger.
So I don't have to waste that last little bit, Kevin, because it's always the thing when you go and you pour it in, you're like, God damn it, that's not a full cup. I wanted one more cup of coffee, and I just have to have a half a cup of coffee.
Just boof it right there.
Just boof it. Just sit on it and scoop it up. Just scoop boof it.
Sit on it and scoop it up. God damn.
There's Nick saying it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Before we get to the post show, I did want to bring one thing up, Kev. I just sent you two things into assets.
I got them.
Bring them up.
Bring that up. I have to go to the bathroom. Bring that up.
Fun story here. Connor Daly, who wrote into the show a couple months ago asking for advice on how to propose to his then girlfriend. Well, as you see here, visual watchers, divorce. I guess it is. They did it.
Andy.
He proposed. She said yes. It went very well. You love to see it.
Congrats, see it. Connor.
Hey, congratulations.
Andy, did you notice the giant guitar on that pillar in the back?
Guitar Center.
You could have a giant
on
guitar, Andy.
On a smokestack? Pin particles.
Right, we're such fucking goons. I love it so much. Shout out to Connor.
When Tim brings up and mentions like Connor from the other podcast, I was going to be like, oh, he changed the name of the horse. I thought that's what it was going to be about.
You know, a weird one. None of us said just our house. We said items in our house, but could I just do the house?
You could do the house. Yeah. You'd have to have a plot of land for it, though. That's the problem.
But wait, hold on.
This toilet would become like fucking 5 feet tall.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everything in it would then be for like scaled up to that. So if you're like, all right, I'm going to turn my house 50% larger, like these fucking stairs are going to be it's an exercise.
Let's just say this, Kevin. I hire you. You come in. We rebuild from the inside.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Blow the kitchen out. All right.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty smart, Mike.
That's been your Kind of Funny podcast for this week. Let us know what you would enlarge if you had access to a PIM particle in the comments below. It's the word, okay,
you're
guys.
It's the way you say it. No one else says it like as
enlarge.
Sexually driven.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. How do we say Jubilee again? How's that pronounced again?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh.
Woohoo. Oh, we're going to go to our post show.
We got to clip that out.
We're going into the post show now, folks. For all of our patrons, and if you're not a patron, hey, it's been our pleasure to serve you.